to one deep to left field. That one is well back. And you can tell it goodbye. Willie Mays on his first swing of the 71 season. It's one into the seats, number 629. A standing ovation for Willie Mays. And if you will remember, in 1962, when the Giants won the pennant, Willie Mays, his first time at bat in the season, hit a home run off Warren Spahn, and the Giants went on to win it.
This is the year.
The year of the Fox, an impossible dream? Well, not for the Giant fans, not for their manager, Charlie Fox, and not for the ball club that battled injuries and the odds to win a pennant. There are many ingredients, and manager Fox talks about the rookies.
Well, most of our rookies were outstanding. Kingman, Spire, Carruthers, Stone. The youngsters really helped us. They picked us up when we really needed it. We needed them the most, especially Kingman, the big home run in the last ball game down there to put us in it. So all in all, we've got a bright future for all these young fellas, and it's going to be a good, solid ball club.
3-2 count. 3-2 pitch over the top, a fastball bounded up the middle, and speared by Spire, throws to first, gets him. What a play, man! Chris Spire all the way behind second base to one hand that and threw a dart to first.
First pitch, the Helios belted deep to right. Back goes right fielder. It's over the fence, a home run! Brian Healy, it's his first home run and his first time at bat as a Giant.
Dusty checking with Sanguin as Duffy, Bonds, and Henderson lead. Pitches it deep to left, down the line. If it's fair, it's a home run. It's fair, fair ball. Dave Kingman, the grand slam home run.
On over the top, screwball, drive to left center field, deep. Going back is Rosario, still going. And what a catch he made! Rosario with a backhanded catch and crashes into the center field wall. He held onto the ball, but he is knocked down by the collision with the fence.
This is the
year of the Fox.
There were many heroes and many heroic plays.
Vito waiting with a one-strike count. Can he be a hero 2 days in a row? He can! A line drive to right. Agee makes the catch. Mays tags. He'll come in to score. The Giants win it.
3-1 pitch. Belt it up the middle. Fuentes on the shortstop side of second. Flips the Spire. The throw to first. They got him! What a play by the Giants. Fuentes going to his right. On the shortstop side of second, backhanded the ball, flipped it to Spire. Spire sort of, McCovey was low. McCovey with a big stretch, dug it out.
Jerry Johnson stretched the pitch to Grody. Line drive, Mays knocks the ball down. Johnson has it, throws to second for the fourth out. You can't believe this play. You cannot believe it. That was a line drive down the first baseline. Mays leaped in the air, batted it with his glove, batted it over to Jerry Johnson, who was coming over towards first. Johnson picked it up and threw to second for the force out on White.
This is the
year of the Fox and the Giants.
Everybody knows pitching dictates success or failure, and Fox discussed his pitching staff.
Well, our pitching to start out with was a little weak. Our two big men, Perry and Marichal, got off to mediocre starts. And when we say mediocre, we're in a situation where we expect these fellas to win every day out, which is tough to do. They had a good year, and Jerry Johnson and McMahon picked us up fabulously in the bullpen, and I'm looking forward to Marichal having a real strong year, and Perry coming along, and McMahon and Johnson continuing to do the good work that they've done this past year.
Marichal with a 1-2 count to Lee May. Juan is going to sidearm him, and does. Strike three, call the fastball. And that strikeout for Juan Marichal, number 2,000 of his career. And an ovation, a standing ovation for Juan Marichal here at Candlestick Park. And they will give the baseball to the Giant dugout for Marichal to put with his memoir.
King in for the sign from Dietz. Davalio with his lead at first with two men down. Davalio is not the important man. Robertson is. The 0-2 pitch. A curveball. Struck him out swinging. Steve Stone wins his first major league ball game, and he pitches a shutout. Fastball struck him out swinging, and Bryant comes back after the delay to get the Pirates. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Back-to-back shutouts for the Giants, Steve Stone and Ron Bryant.
Gaylord, end of the windup, his 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, he struck him out. Perry opened the game, striking out the side in the first inning. closes it, striking out the side in the ninth inning. For the first time since 1962, the Giants get a shutout pitched on opening day at Candlestick.
This is the
year of the Fox and the Giants.
Then there's the matter of game-winning hits. Willie Mays led the Giants with 11. Bonds and Dietz were next with 10. Gallagher and Henderson with 9. Fuentes and Spier with 8. McCovey with 6. And Hal Lanier with 5. Some of those game winners were explosive.
One strike pitch. Swung on, hit deep to right. Going back is Clemente. He is looking, and you can tell it goodbye. A grand slam. Willie McCovey's 13th grand slam of his career. Willie McCovey has just grand slammed as the Giants have scored 6 times. Nice to have you back, Stretch. Dietz, the batter with the bases loaded. 2 down, 9-7. The Padres lead. Norman's pitch. Dietz lines it into right center field. It's a base hit. 2 runs are scoring. The ball is bobbled. Healy goes to third. He'll try for the plate. The throw coming to the plate. Healy scores. The Giants win it.
Gibson hits it deep to center field. Back goes Sonny Jackson. This one is over his head and off the fence. Foster has scored. Fuentes is scoring. Gibson is going to third. The throw. Gibson is in with a triple.
This is the
year of the Fox and the Giants.
One can never talk about this year without looking forward to next. Charlie Fox, while discussing the nucleus of this year's squad, projected his thoughts to a new season.
We have the nucleus to repeat. We have the double play combination. We'll have a Well McCovey. We'll have a Bonds and a Henderson and a rested Mays who will play sparingly and therefore giving us a real rested superstar. So that I think we can repeat. With a little help, possibly, with another starter, if Don Carruthers can come through and be a big starter for us, and if we can come up with a left-handed starter, maybe another relief pitcher, we should be another good year as a contender and in all probability win it again.
Pitch to Gallagher, hit down into right center field. That may drop in, going over for it is Day, long run. He makes a dive, can't get it, it bounces up against the fence. Gallagher's around second. He's heading for third. Here comes Hunts Relay to third. And it gets by, goes to the wall. Gallagher is coming for the plate, and he will score. As the ball came off the wall, Ranko tried to field it. He couldn't do it. And Gallagher comes all the way around. 1-1 pitch. Line to right field, coming over is Henderson. He makes a great one-handed catch and then tumbles to the turf. Henderson stretching as far as he could. Made a one-handed catch going into the corner of that smash down the right field line and then tumbled over and over and held onto the ball.
Lotterick's pitch, hit deep to left field. Back goes Carbo, you can forget this one. This one is way back into the stand. Bonds crashes one. Bonds now with his career high of 33. He passes the 100 RBI mark for the first time in his career and Sparky Anderson goes to the mound.
This is the
year of the Fox and the Giants.
And all the home runs, the defensive plays, and the pitching led the Giants to the one final out of the season.
Juan looking in. He glances at second. He's not too worried about the runner at second. He's worried about Colbert. Ground ball is short. This could be it. Fire has it. He takes his time. He throws. The Giants have won it. The Giants have won it, and it's a madhouse at the mound, as you can expect. The Giants have won it, and Juan Marichal pitches a five-hitter. They go to the last day of the season to win it.
Well, the Giants won it, the Western Division. They couldn't do it against the soon-to-be world champion Pittsburgh Pirates, but KSFO's morning man, Jim Lang, summed it up for Giant fans the day after the playoffs ended.
People realize that I'm a very big Giant fan, and I've been getting phone calls asking me if I'm not disappointed and sympathizing with me. Not at all. As a matter of fact, I am thankful and proud this morning. Thankful for the 71 Giants for providing me and hundreds of thousands of others with a dream that maybe wasn't even possible. And thankful for hours and hours and hours of entertainment. And perhaps giving us a chance to wish for something that could not be. I mean, when you think about it, we really had a crazy quilt team in 1971. Just think about it. First baseman, a guy with legs that were so bad he almost needed crutches to hobble out on the field and still possess the smoothest, the strongest swing in baseball, perhaps the smoothest and strongest that ever was. A second baseman who was considered a hot dog, who dared to be great and made plays that nobody thought were possible, and then the next day would throw in the stands. And down the stretch hit a home run that was very important in a big ball game. A shortstop who had only been in professional baseball for 2 years. and who was undoubtedly going to be Rookie of the Year, and a third baseman who was just a little bit dingy, who had the courage at the beginning of the season when Charlie Fox told him to cut his hair, to shave it all off, and then run up to first base and rip his hat off in front of Joe Pepitone, whose locks fell down to his shoulders, and say, "How do you do? I'm Dirty Al Gallagher." And an outfielder, a left fielder who played so long, so hard, that he could barely lift the bat by the end of the season and needed a rest just to make it through the playoffs, and then came through and batted 400. And a 40-year-old center field, what can you say about him, who attempted to steal 24 bases and stole 23. And even though he had the right to pull himself out of any game anytime he wanted and take a rest, never did down the stretch, and played right to the very last minute in the very last game. And a right fielder who had a pulled side muscle and was playing in pain through most of the end of the season. And a catcher they called the Mule, who said, to hell with the Dodgers, and gave us the quote of the year. A pitching staff made up of what? Two guys who were expected to win every time out, and of course couldn't. A reject from the New York Yankees called the Bulldog. A 41-year-old reliefer who showed more guts than anybody. An ex-prize fighter who won us about 15 games. And a rookie that came up from the minor leagues to help us out when we really needed him. A bench that could only be called Crazy Quilt. We had a rookie on the bench who caught several games and literally won several. A rookie who came up at the end of the season, literally won a couple of ball games for us. And a guy who wanted to start but was told that he had to be a utility man and was willing to do that and did a great job of the whole thing. And then, top it all off, we had a manager who provided us with a personality who was so positive, so sure, and so pixie-ish that you couldn't help but love him, who had a mom back in New Jersey praying for the team every day, and who had the courage and took the time to give us a call every morning. And they put it all together, and they almost did it. They almost did it, right down to the very end. And if you looked at that on paper, no 300 hitter, no 20-game winner, you would say, no chance. But they did it, and then they gave us that entertainment, and they gave us that dream. Of course, everybody needs a dream, whether you're Martin Luther King or Bobby Kennedy or a Giant fan. I got to tell you, I'll never forget the 71 Giants.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe.
Today, the National League West. Tomorrow, the world, as the Giants take their impossible dream all the way to the World Series in 1972.